We want to take a moment now to remember a comedian and writer whose voice spanned generations.
Ladies and gentlemen, show your love. Give it up for the godfather of comedy, Paul Mooney!
Paul Mooney, he died Wednesday at his home in Oakland, California. Mooney was known as the godfather of black comedy, who dealt with race in cutting detail.
Sometimes it's in a joke that you can tell the truth. Mr. Mooney spent years behind the scenes writing on shows like Saturday Night Live and Sanford and Son. His friendship with comedian Richard Pryor started back in the 60s when the two became close collaborators. Here's Mooney hosting the Richard Pryor Roast back in 1977.
When I met him, the first thing I noticed, he was very bright, two shades lighter than me. Since that time, we've become old and dear friends. I'm very dear to him. He's very old to me.
Paul Mooney was one of these guys where you just wanted to sit next to him and just take notes. I mean, he was off the cuff, hilarious, and fearless.
Actor and comedian David Alan Greer worked with Mooney back in the 90s on the sketch show In Living Color, and they used to do stand-up together, too.
Paul performed until they literally took him off the stage. He would just sit on the stool with the mic and his little hat and just riff, you know. He was like the Sergeant Pepper of comedy that you put the needle down in any place on the album, and it was brilliant.
Here's a clip from Mooney's 1993 comedy album titled Race.
This city is a trip. It's hard for a black man to get a cab here. I didn't know this was like New York and everywhere else. Cabs try to run me over trying to pick up somebody white. It's true. You have to hire somebody white to get one for you. Some cold baby. I learned it all from my grandmother. I mean, I got my sense of humor from my grandmother.
In 2009, Mooney spoke on NPR with our colleague Neil Conan.
Yeah, my grandmother was very funny. You know, she used to sleep with a hammer.
Sleep with a hammer?
Yeah, no, she did. She said, just in case. just in case someone broke in or someone came in, she didn't know she had something for them.
Now, at this point, you can be forgiven for saying, I never heard of Paul Mooney. He was often behind the scenes. But you may have heard of Dave Chappelle, who spoke with TMZ after learning about Mooney's death.
I want to shout out every comedian on earth, one of the best that ever did it. His legacy will live forever. Paul Mooney will be sorely missed and wildly remembered.
Man, what an influence. Paul kept it real and kept it true and honest until the end.
Again, actor and comedian David Alan Greer.
Paul Mooney is the one dude who I know I would like to sit next to him at his own funeral. That would be the greatest comedy special ever.
Writer and comedian Paul Mooney died on Wednesday at 79.